Many kids who fall in love with the Old West get trained in the details of a legendary shootout. I can remember opening a book with detailed diagrams of every move in the shootout at the OK Corral. That gun battle among two groups of men took place in 1881. It involved storied figures like Wyatt Earp. It took place in the perfectly named town of Tombstone, Arizona. Last month, the original documents from the coroner's inquiry turned up, including eyewitness accounts of the shootings. Peter O'Dowd, a member station KJZZ, spoke with the people who found them.
The documents are handwritten. Time has turned the paper a pale yellow. And for decades, they've been gathering dust in the Cochise County Courthouse. Then on March 31st, clerks Bonnie Cook and Michelle Garcia found an envelope in a storage closet.
It was buried in a corner. We dug it out. It was dirty.
Inside were 36 pages, first-hand accounts of the legendary shootout between the Earp brothers and a band of cattle rustlers. In movie script fashion, one witness recalls the moments just before the gunfire broke out.
Mr. Holliday was standing next to the buildings. On the inside, he had a gun under his coat. He had a long coat. The way I noticed the gun is that his coat would blow open, and he tried to keep it covered.
According to State Librarian Gladys Ann Wells, it's a huge discovery.
And I would bet you, your next lunch, that if you were to handle them and look at them with your white gloves on, carefully, you would feel the magic of history.
Cochise County Superior Court Clerk Denise Lundeen says she did have an old photocopy of these documents from the 1960s. The replicas were hard to read. She says they failed to capture the intimacy of the court reporter's hand. And here on the real thing is an old version of Scotch tape, thick, beer-colored strips that precariously hold the pages together.
They certainly weren't put together in any kind of way that one would want to properly preserve them.
Wells says the fragile paper will be stabilized and scanned. Within a week, the first pages should be published on the internet for history buffs all over the world to see. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd.